some religious groups could be unfairly labelled. Michael Gove is understood to want to crack down on anyone undermining British democracy. A ship carrying aid is leaving Cyprus to head to Gaza. It'll take humanitarian group Open Arms a few days to reach the territory's coastline. Meanwhile, an event's taking place in North London to remember hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza. Actress Dame Maureen Lipman is taking part.
Keep the hostages in our minds. It goes on. We did it for Terry Waite. We did it for John McCarthy. Keep the hostages, the children, the grandmothers. Keep them in your minds because today is a Mother's Day as well.
First official image of the Princess of Wales has been released since undergoing abdominal surgery earlier this year. The image shows Kate with her three children. The record-breaking hydroplane Bluebird K7 has returned to the Lake District 57 years after a crash killed its pilot Donald Campbell. The wreckage was recovered from Coniston Water and the iconic vessel rebuilt. It's now on display at the Ruskin Museum in Coniston, where Tracy Hodgson is director.
Unbelievable, to be honest. I came in this morning and I had to pinch myself that she's finally home. It's just fantastic for the village and for everybody that's worked so hard.
In sport, Aston Villa are taking on Tottenham in the first Premier League game of the day, live to Tom Ross at Villa Park.
Aston Villa 0, Tottenham 0. It's a game neither side can afford to lose, and it shows no real chances in the game. Spurs have dominated the ball. One real chance to Villa. Ollie Watkins should have shot, but decided to pass to a teammate, and it was cleared. Apart from that, it's stalemate at Villa Park. It's Aston Villa 0, Spurs 0.
There's a title clash later when Liverpool will take on Manchester City at Anfield. And in the Scottish Cup, Celtic kick off against Livingston later this hour. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with some more Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98FM. And I'm joined again by the fabulous Tony Smith, who is going to help me twiddle the flashing knobs. How are you, Tony?
I'm very good, thank you.
That
very
was a
good.
Great show, Tony.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's some good records there. And of course, it's Mother's Day. So let's start off with a Rolling Stones number. Have you seen your mother, baby?
Yeah.
That was Have You Seen Your Mother Baby Standing in the Shadows, The Rolling Stones, 1966. Written by Jagger and Richards, was UK number 5, and I'm playing it for Mother's Day. Not your typical Mother's Day records, but I like it. It was the first Rolling Stones song to use a horn section, and the band also used guitar feedback at the beginning and at the end of the track. The Beatles had used it before. It was still something of a new technique for the day. And actually, the Stones wore women's clothes for the cover photo of American single. Legend has it they kept their costume on after the shoot and went to a bar in New York. That's quite risque in those days, really.
It was, yeah. 57 years old, that song. That's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, don't.
Oh, no, when you think about it like that.
I know, it's like we keep doing that, going, how old? The funniest thing was just watching Tony try and time his show to the second, and he does it every week, to the second. It's brilliant. I think it's a boy thing.
It must be.
Because I wish run over. But the Rolling Stones are touring the USA from April to promote their new album, Hackney Diamonds. Okay, let's play a Bucks Fizz number. This is If You Can't Stand the Heat.
On the floor, and if you can't, you can't bear the look. One.
If You Can't Stand the Heat, Buck Spears, 1982, UK number 10, written by Andy Hill and Ian Benson, playing it for the lovely Cheryl Baker's birthday, which was on the 8th of March. And it was also announced on Breakfast Telly this week that there's going to be a Bucks Fizz musical currently being written and will open in the West End later this year. The finer details are being finalised, and it's not certain whether the show will be a biopic of the group or a musical story incorporating the music of Bucks Fizz. And there's some speculation that it might be called Making Your Mind Up, paying homage to the Eurovision winning song of that name. But I do know, because I spoke to Cheryl to wish her happy birthday, and she said Nicola Martin is involved with getting this, and Nicola Martin used to handle them, you know, back in the day. I mean, she's absolutely brilliant. And actually, we used to go around there, so we used to go to dinners at Nicola's house with Andy Hill, and Simon Cowell used to go, and we used to have some brilliant times around her place. She's a really fabulous woman. And also, I asked Cheryl if she's going to come to my lunch. You know that now I'm patron of the Lady of Athens.
Oh, right, yeah.
So on May the 12th, Cheryl's coming and lots of other my celebrity mates.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be lovely. So it's the 12th May at the Marriott Hotel. So if you want tickets, you can go to the Lady Ratley's website. But I'll give you some more info on that later on. It'll be fun.
I think
Pollard's coming as well. It will definitely be fun.
She's still making her mind up.
Yeah. And Bucks Fizz were originally Cheryl Baker, Mike Nolan, Bobby G and Jay Aston, but the band now consists of Cheryl, Mike and Jane, known as The Fizz, and they will be touring the UK from the 5th of April. Well, I hope she can come in May.
Is that the one where they ripped the skirts off and spun round on the Eurovision Song Contest?
That's the Eurovision, yes.
It was, wasn't it?
That was Making Your Mind Up.
The iconic, that was.
Yeah, that was iconic.
The move.
Yeah, they did that so well.
Yeah.
That was just a really clever. I don't know who came up with that. Maybe Nicola Martin came up with that.
Yeah.
You never know. Okay, let's play a Phil Collins number. This is A Groovy Kind of Love. We'll be right back. That was A Groovy Kind of Love, Phil Collins, 1988. It was UK number one. Win. It was written by Carol Bayer-Sager and Tony Wine. And I'm playing it for Carol Bayer-Sager's birthday, which was on the 8th of March. It was used in the film Buster, the story of Buster Edwards and his part in the great train robbery of 1963. And it starred Phil Collins and Julie Walters. Tony and I were just talking about that. It was a good film, wasn't
it?
Oh,
it's a fantastic film. It really is. Julie Walters is one of our favourites.
You're going to get it out again. You're going to check it out.
I'm going to look and see if it's available on one of the platforms and watch it. Because I do like to watch a lot of old films. They're great, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I like the really old ones, like the Fred Astaire's and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're always weepies. You don't know how they do it, but they just did it, you know, so well. But talking of films, it's the Oscars tonight. So the front runners to win awards are Oppenheimer, and Cillian Murphy for Best Actor in Oppenheimer, Emma Stone for Best Actress, Poor Things, Lily Gladstone for Best Actress, Killer of the Flower Moon. I haven't seen that one yet. Have you seen that one?
No, I think Oppenheimer's going to walk most of those awards, unfortunately.
He's so good, Cillian. You cannot take your eyes off that man.
No.
First time I saw him, before he was famous, he's being interviewed on something like Jonathan Ross, and he just sat on that seat, and you're riveted. You just look at him, and that is star quality. And he has got it, and a brilliant actor. Oh, and also Robert Downey Jr., great actor, and Daveen Joy Randolph are tipped for best supporting roles for Oppenheimer. And so good luck to all the nominees, especially Christopher Nolan, who directed Oppenheimer. And you know why I'm very pro him?
Go tell me.
I will tell you now, listen very carefully. I shall say this anyways. I'm going to link it to my mate, of course, the lovely Helga. And she is married to John Nolan. So it's Kim Hartman played Helga. Yeah. And John Nolan is her husband.
All right.
And Christopher Nolan is his nephew. So it's all in the family. And I think John has worked with him quite
a lot. Are they going to be there? Do you think some of them will be there?
I don't know. Actually, I never asked her. I spoke to her the other day. 2 days ago, I spoke to her.
You could have got some inside info.
I could have got inside info. I did. I forgot to ask. Damn.
Exclusive.
Damn. But there are 3 episodes of You Know What.
Ella,
on Yesterday Channel tonight from 8 o'clock. So if you fancy a laugh, tune in to Yesterday Channel for Rising to the Occasion, A Quiet Honeymoon, and An Almighty Bang. I've forgotten half of these because there were so many episodes we did. But when I watch them again, it makes me laugh, and I was in them.
Yeah, I suppose it's when you're filming them, it's hard to... Did you used to watch them back quite a bit?
No, I never really did. No, because we were always busy making the next one, the next one, so we didn't really watch them. But I did... Oh, where was I? I was in a shop the other day and I bumped into this woman. We happened to chat about trousers. Did I tell you this last week?
No, go.
And she started talking and I said, oh, God, all these trousers are baggy. She said, yeah, they're awful. We're just talking to each other. I said, make you look short. She said, I'm already short. I said, well, I'm not terribly tall. I said, it makes me look, I'm not going to wear them. Anyway, and then she started off. She said, I know you. Are you from, like, you're not in that series, Hello, Hello? And I went, yeah. She went, oh, my goodness, my husband... You know, he loves that. He watches it all the time. He's just having his shirt made round the corner. And she went, you know, we own Goodyear tyres.
Really?
Yeah. How good was that? So, and she dropped me in line, so I'm going to get in touch.
That's a good story, isn't it?
Yeah, Goodyear, you never know. Goodyear tyres, out of the blue. I'm thinking, do I need tyres for? Well, I can get them cheap now.
Trousers that didn't have a loose thread.
Nah. That was very good, Tone. Okay, let's play a Sherelle's number. This is Mama Said. Day, and everything was going fine. I met a Donna said the Shirelles, 1961, was USA number two. And no UK chart. But I know that really well, so it must have been played all the time. And I'm playing it for Mother's Day. The Shirelles officially came together in 1958 while still at school. And the group was made up of Shirley Owens, Doris Coley, A.D. Harris and Beverly Lee. And they were the first all-girl group to have a number one single on the American Billboard Hot 100 chart. Particularly influential in the early 60s. They once had six songs in the top 10 at the same time. That's mad. That's a bit like Ray.
It is mad. Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, two of their biggest hits, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Love that song. And Tonight's the Night. And they were selected by Rolling Stone for their list of greatest songs of all time. And do you know who they were written by, Tony?
No.
The one and only Carole King.
Oh, yes, 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 I did know. Sorry, yeah.
Just testing. Stay awake, Tom.
I was looking at something
else. What did you just say to me after I spoke about the Goodyear thing?
Oh, so she never gets tired of it.
Tired?
Yeah.
Did you get that, honestly? I have to work with this. He is brilliant. Okay, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Okay, let's play this number. This is Not Fade Away, but it's by Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Yeah.
Driving me back. Your love for me got to be real for you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away.
Fade Away, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, 1957. It had no chart position, and I'm playing it for what would have been a singer Jerry Naylor's birthday, which would have been on the 6th of March. And the song was actually credited to the Crickets, but Buddy Holly does sing on it. And drummer Jerry Allison played a cardboard box for percussion on this track. He got the idea from a fellow drummer. And Buddy recorded this with the Crickets and recorded with them until the end of his career, but he also set up a deal with their record company to release some solo records under his name and have others credited to them. Clever move. But this song, Tony, I mean, if you said to me Not Fade Away, I'd go the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I would have gone Buddy Holly, because I know it from years ago.
What, you do know this one?
Yeah, I know Not Fade Away, because, as I said, I learned it on guitar. But it's
oh, right, vocals, when you were learning guitar.
Yeah, but it's...
But I wouldn't.
There's not a lot of vocals in it, for starters.
No, but I mean, the thing is that Not Fade Away, to me, says it's the Rolling Stones, and I was a big Rolling Stones fan, and I couldn't believe that this was recorded before. So you just think that's an original from the Rolling Stones, or I did. And that was a huge hit for them. I think it was number three
yeah,
in the UK charts. But The Rolling Stones recorded it in 1964, and it was the Stones' first top 10 hit, making number 3 in the UK charts, and became a mainstay in the Rolling Stones' live concerts. Up until this recording, the Stones had only released 2 other singles, both covers: I Want to Be Your Man by Lennon and McCartney, and Come On by Chuck Berry. But, you know, when you're young, you don't realise that, you just think these are their songs.
Yeah, it's the cusp, I suppose, from the 50s, bringing it into the 60s.
Yeah, but not Fade Away. It was such a huge one for them. And this was like a B-side, I think, for Buddy Holly.
I was a big Buddy Holly fan when I was.
Yeah, so, well, that's where it comes from. Well. How old are you?
I know, I used to be a real rocker when I was young.
I was a mod.
I had a quiff as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
What do you call him, a DA?
Yeah, DA at the back. And I used to have that and put a load of hairspray on it. And my mum always would say, you know, your hair's going to fall out if you keep using the hairdryer. And I went, that would be so silly. You know, I got to 24 and it was all over.
Gone.
Bonehead.
Yeah, but the thing is that if you're bald, if you haven't got any hair, you don't age.
No.
Someone said that to me because one of my accountants was bald and he never aged.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 20 years later, he looks the same.
Try telling him I'll back that.
Okay, let's play a Robin Thicke featuring Pharrell's number. This is Blurred Lines.
Everybody get up.
Cause now you're winning. Here's our beginning. I owe
That was Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke featuring Pharrell Williams, 2013. Relatively new for me.
Yeah, they're getting there, 2013. Yeah. Newer.
So it was a UK number one and a USA number one, and I'm playing it for Robin's birthday, which was the 10th of March, and the song was subject to a landmark court case in 2013 with Marvin Gaye's family. Gaye's family claimed it sounded too similar to Got to Give It Up, and the judge agreed, awarding $7.3 million in damages to Gaye's family. And it was later reduced to $5.3 million. And according to Songfacts, Thicke confessed under oath he blurred the lines of the writing credits because he was jealous and wanted some of the writing credit. But Williams pretty much wrote the whole song.
Yeah.
He might have got away with paying less money if he hadn't insisted on that.
Yeah, that set a load off after that, because there was quite a bit of that going on at the time.
I know.
The court cases.
But a lot of songs that get played, you listen to the opening and you think, oh, it's one song, and then it turns out to be another one.
Mm. And now they kind of do it anyway, you know.
But there's only so many notes, and there is. It's going to be.
Some could be coincidental. Some are blatant, I suppose. But a lot of tracks now, you think, oh, that sounds like something else. It must be hard to actually give judgment on it, but unless it's a blatant rip-off.
Yeah. I don't know whether that was, or was just like, in your head, you like a record, and then when you're doing it, you think, oh, I like the sound of that, but you're not actually thinking it's like that song.
Yeah, and it kind of checks. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
I've got a fun fact here.
There we go.
Not a lot of people know this, Tone. Not a lot of people know this. Meghan Markle penned the invitations for Robin Thicke and Paula Patton's wedding. Because before becoming an actress, Meghan was a freelance calligrapher. That's good enough.
Calligrapher? That's easy for us to say.
Calligrapher.
Try saying that after a few shows.
Calligraphy. My mum was good at calligraphy.
She's
really good. Yeah.
My great nan.
It was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
back in the day.
You had all the nice pens.
Like little wiggly writing. Amazing. And everything. Yeah. Gorgeous. And Robin has 4 forthcoming concerts in America from May to December this year, so he's still working. Okay, let's play a Kiki D number. This is I've Got the Music in Me.
Cool down. When something gets in.
Kiki D band, 1974, and I'm playing it for Kiki D's birthday, which was the 6th of March. That is a brilliant song.
Brilliant song.
It's a brilliant
song. I know that for ages and ages,
aren't
I?
No, I know, and I was looking for Kiki D, and usually I'll do the Elton John, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And I went, no, I want one from her. And I thought, oh my God, what a fantastic singer. I'd forgotten this one. And I met her at a rugby do local in Woodford, where my... she was a friend of one of the rugby team, and my nephew, Adam, Adam Duffy's rugby, you know, they played rugby at the Woodford Rugby Club. And she came along, and she was really lovely, you know, and she got out and gave
It's amazing,
some
though, you can bump into. Kiki Day one day, and then the girl from the tyre place.
I know. My life is always full. I guarantee you, if I go into London, I always bump into someone. Always. It's always turns into a party. I don't know what it is, but I must have party on my forehead because I always bump into people I know. Okay, should we do some shout-outs, Tom?
Yes. What have you got? I have got David Beckenborough, John Firth, David Lim, Gino Donovan, Jan Williams, Andrew Painter, Graham Steed, Philip Griswell, John Chapman, Cherry James, Bob Kennedy, Mike Welsh, Eleanor Davis, Alan Cramp, Malcolm Ryder, Peter Hopping from Thailand, hello to you, Tommy Carson, Alan Hill, David Ashurst, Ian Rowe, Neil Godden, Glenn Bone, Mark Wilson, Alan Middleton, Roy Clark, Steve Smith, Lou Santos, Ian Stanworth, David Young, Barry, John Liptrot, John Hunter, Clive Purchase, Peter Jones, Nigel Lee, Eddie Lowe and Clive Amos. Hello to you.
And hello, you fabulous people. And I've got John George Jumpers for Goalposts wants the Beatles in my life, if I have time. Well, I'll do it next week, John George. Colin 2401 said, if it's a Mother's Day theme, then Flowers by Miley Cyrus. And I think I played that last week.
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
I can play it again. Next week, maybe, Carl. And Anthony Blood, the best is yet to come. Ken Wiseman, can't wait for Sunday, love Ken. And Louise is beautiful like you are. Oh, that's really sweet. That's because I put a picture of us up on for Mother's Day. Lexi Allen, happy Mother's Day. I'll be with my nan in the afternoon, so I'll catch up later in the evening. Have a fabulous show. Patricia Derry, sounds fantastic. Have a happy Mother's Day. Eddie Brilliant, Neil Austin, have a great show and weekend. Barry Saunders, happy Mother's Day. Vernon Watts, see you there, Vicky. David Barnshaw, that's a date, Vicky. Peter Dawson, enjoy. Charlie Osbaldiston, sounds perfect for Mother's Day. Vicky, see you there. Stuart Webster, will do. Me and my drums, enjoy. Liverpool, 9789, happy weekend. Craig Bucks, born and bred, I'll be there. David Brash, I'll get on it. And DJ Tony sent radio and speaker emojis. Who is that, DJ Tony?
I know, I thought I'd give you a little answer. Yeah. I was reading all the tweets, or exes, whatever you call them.
And also shout out for my family, my beautiful daughter, Louise and Ellis, and my lovely niece, Susie, Michelle Duffy, Paige, Kira, Adam and Maria, Sophia and Jack, Richard and Nicole, Sister Annie and Paul, Eddie, Kelly, Scarlett, Sienna, Sister June and Tim, David and Debbie, Mikey and Lucy, Lou, Elena, Nirvana, Bodie, and Jimmy Hayes. Well, all of you have fabulous Mother's Day. I'll
Is
be
that your family, that lot?
Yeah, that's just a few of them. That's just, yeah. Well, they're the ones, you know, like, they boost the viewing, the listening figures, because there's so many of us.
You must have to take up extra space for in a field to have a barbecue around yours or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we do. It's mammoth. Christmas. Forget Christmas. You can't get in. And then you invite friends as well. No, it's a great party. Okay, shall we play a Wings number?
Yes.
This is Mull of Kintyre.
My desire is always to be a mull of Kintyre. Far have I traveled and much have I seen, dark distant mountains with valleys of green. Past pains painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, oh mist rolling in from the sea, I desire.
Mull of Kintyre, Wings, 1977, written by Paul McCartney and Denny Lane, was UK number one. And you know why I'm playing this, Tone? Because it is International Bagpipe Day.
Shabby, it's not, is it?
It is. Today is not only Mother's Day, it is International Bagpipe Day.
You know, on my show earlier on, we were saying that there's Mother's Day, and the other day it was International Women's Day, and it's always got... The other day it was the International DJ's Day as well.
Oh, was it?
I never got nothing, but I was just... and they've always got a day for something now, haven't it?
I know, but Bagpipe Day. That was great.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, well, they've got bagpipes in that.
It has, yes.
They had bagpipes. And it was written as a tribute to the Kintyre Peninsula in Scotland, where Paul lived with his wife Linda on their farm. He claimed it was their sanctuary after his breakup with the Beatles. And the pipes are played by the bagpipers from Kintyre's Campbelltown Pipe Band. It was Christmas number one and the first single to sell over 2 million copies nationwide. One of the best-selling singles ever to incorporate the sound of the bagpipes, you see? Perfect for Bagpipe Day.
And not just all hot air.
Are you a fan of bagpipes?
No.
But do you know, not a lot of people know this. The Queen had a piper play music under her bedroom window to wake her up every morning. How good's that?
Yeah, I'm surprised he got away with it.
Yeah. To wake you up.
Yeah, I'll have a bucket of water already.
And there was a memory, I think, when we were touring Kilmarnock, I think there was someone playing a bagpipe outside our window when I was touring with Hello, Hello. Oh, yeah. So that was...
That'd just drive you mad,
like
wouldn't it?
I like the bagpipes, because they're really difficult to play, aren't they?
I'd like to, you know, if I could, like, think of a great way, would be, like, a nice sunny day and the birds tweeting outside and you slowly wake up. I don't know if I'd want to wake up to the bagpipes.
Well, the Queen loved it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play a Shakin' Stevens number. This is Green Dog.
Secret you're keeping. There's no
That was Green Door, Shakin' Stevens, 1981, was a UK number one, and I'm playing it for Shakin' Stevens' birthday, which was on the 4th of March. This song was inspired by a popular music club in Dallas where kids weren't allowed, and it was known for its yellow door, so you had to get in through the yellow door, but presumably green was a better one to fit in with the music.
Yeah, I think it is just green. Trying to think yellow of the yellow door. Door wouldn't
yellow
be?
Door?
Yeah.
Green door? Yeah, green's better.
Yeah.
And it was Shakin' Stevens' second UK number one, the first being This Old House, and his big break, well, one of his big breaks came when he met Jack Good, who was working on the Ray Cooney West End musical Elvis. And Ray Cooney's local boy, great writer, lives in Thaden Boys, Essex, and he invited Shakin to audition, and Shakin landed the lead role. I went to see that with Shakin. He was brilliant.
Yeah, he was
but
fantastic.
He was well-known before that. He had loads. I mean, you loved him, didn't you?
Yeah, he was big in the 60s, and before, he got to being a pop star in the 80s, so that's where the rock and roll kind of thing came
along.
Yeah,
and he did the dance in the moves. It was like sort of Elvis-y type.
It was, a modern version of Elvis.
Yeah, it was. It was just really good. And my husband worked with him on three videos, and I remember going to one where they were recording, and it was a packed place, and I think Shakin was on stage, and you had to they got all the people there, and you had to scream, so I took all my friends there. We were all screaming. It was great.
This Old House is a great song, isn't it? This Old House, yeah.
Yeah, but the screams were good. Shakin!
Is that how it goes?
And Shakin's releasing a new album. He released one last year called Reset. So we'll have to play something from there. Have you heard that one yet?
No. I know he's still going. He's 76, isn't he? And he's still going strong. It's amazing.
Good. Yeah. Some people don't age. Some people do. Me? You won't age, Tom, because you haven't got any hair.
No, but I am shaky.
Well, I think you were doing some good moves to that. I like the knee action.
Yeah,
that
was sitting down.
Green. Okay, let's play a James Brown number. This is for Mother's Day, Mother Popcorn.
Sometime I'll be alone.
That was Mother Popcorn, Part 1, James Brown, 1969, playing it for Mother's Day. Part 1 of a two-part single, much loved by his fans who like to dance. It was the highest charting of a series of songs inspired by the dance The Popcorn. I don't know that dance.
No, I don't know. Just kind of just jump up and down like popcorn in a pan.
Popcorn, like bursting.
Just go pop, yeah.
Pop. And in addition to popcorn, James Brown also created a song around the dance craze with mashed potatoes. Do the mashed potato now. I remember that.
Yeah, that's the...
Yeah, with the little spuds.
I don't know what I'm showing on radio, but yeah, it's the little fist bumps.
He's got his little fist bumps he's doing. You can't stop him. There's no controlling him. He just gets carried away. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Okay, let's play an Elton John number. This is Candle in the Wind.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Oh, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself, but those around you crawled out of the woodwork. And they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill, and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. Hollywood created a superstar, and pain was the price.